Abhaji will...
Your first question was that, is the Sikh religion the true religion? When Guru Nanak repeated the first word, Ek Onkar, and Gurbani started from the word Satnam. Satnam means, Ek O Parmeshwar Sat Hega, Be Unashwan Honto, Rev Ya Onkar Purk. That he does not suffer, he does not come into the circles of birth and rebirth. Our Dharam is based on the truth. We saw God as the truth. This word God does not really exist in our language. We have to speak it because it is made there. We are worshippers of the truth. So Sikhi is the way to Akal Purakh, but you have to have the understanding. Without the understanding, you cannot know about Sikhi. Sikhi means a person who is a student of the Guru. He lives on the word. He lives on hukam. His life is hukam and love. There is nothing more than that. Where there is love, there isn't a question. And where there is a question, there isn't a love. That's why Lord Buddha's followers misunderstood Buddha. When they ever used to have a question, is there a God? He would not answer that question. But that did not mean he did not believe in a God. He believed in a God, but he couldn't tell the nectar, the divine, that amrit that he took. He could not explain it. So Sikhi is the way to God, but you have to be devoted to it. Your ego must be destroyed. Until the ego lives in you, you cannot understand Sikhi. It is very hard to even understand what the truth is. The ego must be destroyed, and then you will be able to understand the Guru. But there must be Prema Bhakti inner you. As the 10th Guru says in the Swaye, Jin Prem Kyo, Din Hi Prapayo. This is the way to God, and Sikhi is the way to God. Because we believe in Sargun. Sargun means a figure that we can see. Nirgun means the unformless God. So we are devoted to both of these things. We see him in Sargun, we also see him in Nirgun. Have I answered your question? This is his question. The second question is that, was Guru Nanak higher than Jesus? Was he higher than Muhammad? That one. Jira Sajkhand Hegaya, this is a word trying to describe what Akal Purakh is. A Sikh should never have desires. A Sikh who has a desire is not a Sikh, because the Guru tells us in the Gurbani, Raj na chahu, Mukt na chahu. Mukt means salvation. All other religions talk of salvation, but we do not talk of salvation. Raj na chahu, Raj means becoming king. Wealth, we are not after wealth. We do not want to be high. We do not want salvation. But what do we want? Gurbani tells us, Preet Jan Kamlare. Raj na chahu, Mukt na chahu, Preet Jan Kamlare. We want to remain in the dustful seats of Guru Nanak. We don't want to see no heaven. We do not want to see no hell. We want to stay in the feet of the Guru Nanak Sahib's holy dustful seats. So, there isn't no answer for a Sachkhand for us. A devotee does not want to see a Sachkhand. It is like a faithful wife. She stays with her husband. She doesn't want to see the world. Her world exists within her husband if she is a faithful wife. If she is not a faithful wife, she has desires. She wants to travel. She wants to depart from her husband. So we do not want to be departed from the Guru Nanak's holy dustful feet. We want to remain there. Our heaven, our wealth, our salvation remains in the dustful seats of Guru Nanak. And the dustful seats of Guru Nanak is the word Shabad, the mantra we utter. That is the dustful seats of Guru Nanak. The word Vaheguru, the way the Panchakarya has given us that mantra, and the Mool mantra that was given to us when the foundation of Sikhism was laid by the creator Guru Nanak Sahib. And the third question you have asked, is Guru Nanak very greater than Muhammad and Jesus and other prophets? Guru Nanak is very great, because Guru Nanak answered those questions where the others had failed. For an example, Buddha could not tell anything about that God that exists in him. Where Buddha finished his work, he finished his work on the word Nirvana. Guru Nanak had started it from there and told his disciples and told the world what Nirvana means. Nirvana means united, becoming united with him, to become one with him. Where Jesus spoke of love, but could not tell how to become one with him. We also see this as ego. He has spoken in ego, that those who have faith in me, those who will understand me, will gain salvation. But the true Guru did not give a false information like that. But we do believe in Guru Prasad that if we ever get to contact this Almighty Creator, it will be through the Guru. Without the Guru, we cannot contact him. And he had seen the whole world as sinners, but Guru Nanak did not see the whole world as sinners. He saw the whole world as the light of God. Because of their karma, they had departed from God himself. According to their actions, they suffered. According to their actions, they came in different forms. And Guru Nanak was very greater than Muhammad himself, because Muhammad couldn't tell the oneness. He had taught his followers a bit of greed and a bit of enemies, you could say. He made a bit of enemies in him. Like he said in the Quran, in the chapter 15, those who are not Muslims, those are known as kafirs. Kafir in their language means a dog. It is right to take their women. It is not a sin. But to look with an evil eye at a woman, you will be punished and your eyes will be burnt in the grave. That is his teachings. But that was not the teachings of Guru Nanak. So Guru Nanak was very great where the worldless lectures finished, where Gita had finished, Guru Nanak had started. The word Om was the end of the Sanskrit scriptures. Guru Nanak had started his work from there. The word Om meant it was complete. This is where it ends. But Guru Nanak said, no, it does not end here. He put the word Ek Omkar to say that God is one. The work has started right now, from this moment. That's where he started the Japji Sahib. These religious leaders themselves weren't so wrong. It is what their followers made them. It is they couldn't understand them. It is like Christians in the Bible, they say the Atma is automotive, it dies. It does not take rebirth. But in the Bible it also says that Jesus has said in the Bible that this body is the temple of God. Now if I was to understand this scripture, I would understand it on my own stage, that he's trying to tell me something, that this body is the temple of God. This is where I will gain him. There is no other way, there is nowhere else where I can find him. If I was to ever find him, it was my body where I would find him. So these religious leaders were so wrong, because at that time there was no paper, everything was memorized. And restriction had come into them. They wanted to make their religion so strict to tell them that we are very high and the rest does not exist. So the religious leaders themselves weren't so wrong as their followers became wrong. They had misunderstood them. It is like Gurudev Bahadur says in his Bani that my aim in many lives was the same, but my language had always changed. And sometimes what happens where Jesus was born, it was in the Middle East, and the culture was completely different, the language was completely different, because people did not have the understanding of birth and rebirth. Now when Krishna came, people had understanding, because India itself was very rich in spirituality, and in the West world, it's very rich in wealth, but in spiritual wise it is very poor. It could not understand this thing. It is very hard for them to understand that one can get himself out of the body and enter the third eye. It is very hard for them to understand these things. It is even very hard for them to even imagine what I have said, that we must stay in the feet of Guru Nanak. It is very hard for them to imagine this, because in their scriptures there is no such word. It is very hard for them to even understand what love means, what Gurbani tells us, Prema Bhakti, because these scriptures do not talk of Prema Bhakti. That's why the Sufis had to form their own scriptures to get their inner their drugless body that was very drugged. They couldn't use any other words, so they had to use these old lovers of India, for example, like Heer and Ranja. They had to use them to get their feelings out, because the Quran itself does not speak on a Prema Bhakti at all, nor does the Bible itself speak of Prema Bhakti. There is too many do's in there. You have to do this, you have to live like this, you have to have faith in this. There are too many do's and haves. Gurbani does not have too many do's or haves. Gurbani is straightforward. It is like Krishna is saying to Arjun, Arjun, if you drop your weapons, the world will always see you as a bad man. But if you use these weapons, you will have a place in heaven. And in there, there will be beautiful angels for you, and you will have a wine there. Guru Nanak did not give a false image to anyone. What he said, oh man, if you obey these orders, if you and become one with God, you will gain salvation. But if you don't, you will suffer. So Guru Nanak did not give us any false information. What Guru Nanak said to us, he meant it. He didn't say you will have angels following you about in heaven. If heaven is to be like that, there isn't any difference between the earth and heaven. We can drink a lot of wine here. There are many angels here if we want some angels. But no, heaven is nothing like that. Heaven is becoming one with God. So it is not the leaders themselves who are wrong, it is their followers what made them. It is that many religions have suffered. It is like there is many stories made about that he had many wives, It is like, you can say, when we look at Krishna, we feel that he was very lustful. That's what I can only say about him. But when I read his scriptures, the Gita, then I find something different. The story changes, because in his scriptures he's trying to tell that, oh man, if you control your ego and you control your 9 elements in the body, then you will get to know this almighty creator. So it is what their followers made them into. And Dasam Padshah Sri Guru Gobind Singh in the 10th Granth said, when God has sent them all to repeat the word Satnam, they failed. That is where we have to come. It is like when many doctors fail, and then they have to go to a very big heart surgeon and call him, said that it has gone beyond our mind, we cannot control it, can you please come and help us? That's where Guru Nanak played his role. When all had failed, but none could gain peace, and none could understand this salvation, and people got so confused, they began to kill each other just because of their beliefs. That's where Guru Nanak came and spoke to them and told them, this is what your religion demands of you. And another thing, when they say Sikhs had probably followed some other religions, that is wrong. Because many of our philosophers are trying to say that we are like Christians, we believe in a one God. We are like Hindus, we believe in the Sarvam form, but we are not like neither. We are not even Christians, we are not neither like Christians, because our belief in the oneness God is completely different to their belief. Their belief in the oneness of God becomes in three. They call it the Holy Trinity. But our belief in oneness does not come into Trinity. Our belief in oneness becomes in the embodiment, Sabna Jodh, Jodh Hai Soi. So our belief is completely different. But our philosophers had gone mad in my views. It is hard for them to understand Guru Nanak. That's why they are saying in their writings that Guru Nanak was a good man. We don't believe in manhood. Manhood thing does not exist in us. Guru Nanak was not the man. He was Almighty Creator himself, cast himself in the Sargun form, because Gurbani is telling us, Aap Narayan Kalatar Jagma Parvaryo Nirankar Jagmandal Jodh Kahayo. But the only difference between us and Guru Nanak is that there is a sheet of ego. We have the sheet of ego. When that sheet of ego will fall, we will get to become one with God. That is what Guru Nanak is trying to tell us at Santalpur when he first uttered the Japji Sar. That is what he is trying to tell us, that he had become one. And then what did Guru Nanak become? He became God when he got to know this God. And so, have I answered your question? This thing, meditation, nearly every spiritual leader is trying to tell their ways. But the real way is when you see the need that you want to become one. It is like two people, they separate, you separate them. There is a need, they want to become one. They want to see each other. And day and night they think of each other. In the same way, we must have it in us that we want to meditate. There isn't any special practices. All those practices fail. Because all the saints' lives that I had read, they all had their own ways of meditation. Some are saying that you must meditate with the breath, taking it high and then getting the word out. And others are saying that you must sit there quietly, and some are saying that don't even say anything. Just sit there, think there is nothing, there is just you. But the real way of meditation is to become what Gurbani is saying, Ram Bajogi. To feel that it is necessary for me to become one with him. Who is he? Why am I here? What is my reason of coming here? Why am I in a human form? Why is the other suffering and I am not suffering? Why was this karmantra given to me? What is the truth Guru is trying to tell me? When these thoughts will start coming up, then you yourself will create a way of meditation. The way of meditation is you can say you are suffering. It is like a swallow egg, she is suffering from one drop of rain. Now she is singing loudly, and when the clouds come, that drop of water enters her mouth, she becomes peaceful. So this is how we must be. We must be ashamed. We must be unpeaceful until we don't become one with this Lord. But until we don't see this world is false, that house of pain, and what we do is not right, until we don't see ourselves as wrong, we cannot go on this meditation way of life, because it is very hard to even understand this subject, meditation. Because all you have read, any books that you will read of meditation, it is not necessary that it would affect you. It can also, it can happen that you might create your own way. But you must be Ram Bajogi before you get onto that stage. While you do not get onto that stage, you must try to read the stories of the Gurus and read Gurbani as much as you can. And then try to understand Gurbani. Like Bhakta Ravidas Ji is telling one stage of meditation. He is saying in Gurbani, Je tum garvar tau ho mora, Je tum chaand tau hum pai hai chakora, Maadve tum na todo ta hum nahi todenge, Tum so tod kam so jode. Now he is saying to the Almighty Creator, there is no one else like you. I have detached myself with you, but you can break it with me, but I cannot break it with you, because there is not another like you. So this is the first stage of meditation, is love, to have feelings for him, to feel that his presence is right in front of me, to feel he is protecting me. And this is the first stage of meditation, and then to be hygiene, to have a clean place where you are meditating. The room must be clean. You yourself must also be clean. Because hygienic is the first stage of meditation. And then your food must be right. When I say right food, it doesn't just mean vegetarian. Because vegetarian food can still affect your mind if you have evil thoughts. To prepare that food, you must be uttering the Guru Mantra, Vaheguru, or the Mool Mantra. And uttering that mantra, then suddenly what will start happening when you are asleep or your mind is becoming to rest, your mind will be automatically repeating the mantra itself. So this is the first stage of meditation. When we talk of the Guru, that why wasn't there a woman as a Guru? Guru Sikhi, when the Guru had become another Guru, became the light to the light. It wasn't a matter that it was a woman or a man. There was a hukam there. There was three words, what is known as then Pabbe. Pabba Pala, Pabba Pala. These were the three letters that all the holy saints that became saints in the Sikh Dharam had become enlightened were with these three words. Now many failed to come onto this throne of the Guru. In the time of Guru Amar Das saw that this body was, the age of this body has come, now I am going to leave this body. He had called four of his family members. Two were his daughters husbands, and two were his own sons. Now what did he say then? He said, can you please build a platform? And every time the Ramadan came, he said, can you please break it? And they were continuously doing that, and night had came, and the three had thought to themselves that the Guru has become old now, he has become senile. Now it's very hard for him to tell us how to stop. And Guru Ram Das Ji continued obeying that hukum. In Sikhi, this question should have never had arrived at why not a woman as a guru, because our life is the hukum. These people that we see as saints today, we think they're different people. They are not different people. They were people that were just born like you. They eat like you. They breathe like you. But what made them so high in life? What was it? It was the Guru's hukum. They obeyed the hukum. They lived in the will of the Guru. And every time they saw themselves as sinners. Even going on to that high stage, the Gurus did not still conform themselves as Gurus. They still see themselves as the servants of Guru Nanak. So if a woman even obeys these orders, she could also become a Guru. But there was a woman who had passed this exam. So it wasn't that the Guru didn't want a woman there. Many were tested before they became Gurus. And then the detachment with the Guru, not every Sikh even had that detachment with the Guru. Like we've read many stories of many saints, but the detachment of Ranthambore Guru Granth Sahib with Baba Nanak Singh was completely different to all the other saints. But they all were here, they were all lightened. They all had self-realization, but his understanding, oh, Guru Nanak Sahib, you have said to Sikhs that your diet must be vegetarian. How can I eat this dead man? And when Guru Nanak Sahib shouted at Guru Angad Dev Ji, said, why are you keeping going around this dead body? Why are you not eating it? He said, I am just waiting for your order. Which side should I start? This path is all based on three words: to ask for forgiveness, and to stay in His will, and to see ourselves as sinners. This is the lesson that Guru Nanak Sahib gave us. When you've asked what will happen, it is like when a drop of the rain falls in the ocean. What happens to that drop? And what happens to that drop? It becomes one. That's what happens after we meditate. The word salvation, we must have understanding. Like many words, they have many meanings to those words. When we talk of salvation with other religions, they mean salvation is like sitting in heaven. It's like a world that you are seeing here. There is a completely different world there, but with angels, with wings and stuff like that. We don't accept that kind of salvation. Our salvation is the salvation that I had just said just in the beginning. What happens to that drop? It becomes one. That's what we are, that is our aim. We want to become one. When we talk of the Guru's feet, we do not talk of these type of feet. We are talking of the word, because this brings humbleness in us. When someone falls on the feet, this is the first stage of humblenessness. So the Guru is trying to teach us humblenessness, because without humblenessness, you will create ego in you.